It's an enormous achievement to own a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Out of the thousands of foals born each year, just 20 will make the grade on that first Saturday in May. Except for 2011, Windstar Farm have had a runner every year since 2006, and they won it in 2010 with Super Saver. This year they have three chances as they are part owners of favourite Justify, Audible and Noble Indy.
To win the Kentucky Derby ever is just such a blessing, so to win it again would just be amazing.
Bethany Wall is with Windstar Farm, and in fact they have an interest in a fourth horse, Windstar bred Bolt Doro.
He was one of the foals that was raised here out of one of our mares, and we sold him as a yearling. And, you know, we sell about 90% of what we breed, so we like to, kind of the best examples of our foal crop we like to sell. So we put him up for sale, and he sold at the Fasig Saratoga sale for over $600,000. So it was a smart move for us. But, yeah, no, he is he's one of two Windstar breds. Noble Indy is also a Windstar bred horse.
Windstar, which was founded in 2000 by Kenny Trout and Bill Kastner, bred 2003 Kentucky Derby winner Funnyside.
Funnyside and Super Saver are two Windstar bred Derby winners, but Super Saver is the only Windstar owned Derby winner.
As owners, the horses will return to Windstar to stand at stud once they retire, and a Kentucky Derby win makes them much more valuable.
You know, having a Derby winner as a prospect for stud is huge. Definitely, you know, with horses, the horses we have in the Derby, they have pretty good pedigrees too on top of it. You know, Audible and Justify are already grade one winners. That's pretty good to make a stallion prospect. And, you know, winning the Derby, that's what a lot of people breed to do. So makes it definitely an attractive prospect.
Should one of Windstar's three runners triumph on Saturday and then perhaps even make their Triple Crown dreams come true, Windstar has first-hand experience of how that can change everything, as they stand American Pharaoh sire Pioneer of the Nile.
I mean, we were sort of the only physical connection in Kentucky because we had the sire, with Zayat Stables being based out of New Jersey. So lots of people came to see Pioneer of the Nile, and there is definitely a huge fan interest. Breeding-wise, you know, to sire the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years was huge, obviously. So his stud fee went up to $125,000 that year, and, you know, he's just been breeding the best mares ever since.
Look out for Windstar's predominantly white silks on Saturday. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.